Hey everyone, so I want to welcome you all to my podcast. It has been a wonderful day in my world. So I first want to tell y'all that I just watched this really amazing movie on YouTube. So if anyone knows me, most of y'all know that I love, some of y'all may not know, that I love Hallmark movies, right? And Hallmark movies is something so special and so pure and so clean about it. And it just makes you want to have hope and believe and just want to have this fairy tale life. So, you know, most of the time I feel like the Lord uses the movies that I watch, especially movies that, you know, that He leads me to. And videos like on YouTube, because I be on YouTube a lot. And so, yeah, the Lord leads me to certain movies to watch, and it teaches me something, and He begins to speak to me, my heart, about a lot of different things. And so, I just watched this movie, y'all, and it's on YouTube, and it's called The Princess Cut. Now, sometimes when they upload the movies on YouTube, they don't put the right title. But I'm just telling y'all that that's what the title was. And it's basically a Christian movie. And it's about this girl who basically has this, you know, a string of bad relationships. But her family is a Christian, you know, are Christians. I want to say her father is a pastor, but it really don't show that what he's pastoring or anything. But he has a farm. They have a farm and everything. But, you know, after, you know, her last bad relationship, she decided basically to dedicate her love life to the Lord. But I guess that's what I got from it. And so she begins to read books. She begins to just take her time and let the Lord lead her. And then, you know, her father promised that he would protect and watch over her. And, you know, guide her as she dates or as she courts, as she courts someone. And so she just really wanted, and that's where she met, she really wanted him to be the one that her father gives his blessing to. And that he approves of. So she begins to, it's this guy who's a doctor who comes into town, and he makes all the right moves. Like, he begins, he talks to her parents first before she knows about it, about even getting into a relationship with her. He talks about, you know, basically being pure and having the right intentions, and he speaks to her parents first before he even comes to her and asks for a courtship, and has the potential to be in a relationship. And so I thought, for that moment, I'm like, I want to cry at that moment, because it's so pure and it's so holy, and then it's so, just seeing something like that, he was just so respectful, y'all. He was just so respectful. And I know it's a movie, and I know sometimes it don't happen that way, but that's what he did in the movie. And he bought her flowers, and he was just like how Jesus needed to be the center of their relationship, of their friendship. And, you know, he didn't cross any boundaries. He protected her when one of her ex-boyfriend tried to come into her life and basically wanted to do more with her than she wanted to, because she wanted to save herself from marriage and be pure. And so he did all the right moves, and he took the right steps, and it's basically, you know, it took patience and it took time for her to learn, you know, learn and love who she is, to find herself. And he had to basically tie up loose ends with his previous relationship. And, you know, he did it the right way. And at the end of all, he ended up proposing to her. They ended up getting married and having a child at the end. But the point I am trying to get at is that it's so important for God to write our love story, especially if you're a Christian. And then I think especially for Christian women who are looking for, you know, that godly man, someone who wants to lead and who is a leader, who's going to be a protector, someone who's going to be a priest in the household. You know, I think it's so important for us to let God write our love story and to let Jesus be in the midst of whatever decisions we are going to make and trying to make, especially when it comes to marriage. You know, I've went through this season of singleness where I let the Lord purify me. You know, I've been in some bad relationships and I have created soul ties with people who I were not supposed to, you know, and that's the regret I've had, or, you know, the sin I've actually carried for a while until the Lord basically, you know, set me free from that. But, you know, I've been in relationships when I shouldn't be in relationships. And it came to a point to where I told the Lord that the next person I date, he's going to be the one that I marry, you know. And, you know, by praying that and telling the Lord that, you know, there's no guys really came into my life for 5 years. God has worked on me for the past 5 years, molding me and changing me, because my prayer has been for him to make me the woman that he wants me to be, that I need to be. And it takes a lot of pruning for him to do that. You know, you don't want to go into a courtship or a relationship when you have a whole bunch of emotional baggage and you have a whole bunch of wounds that need to be healed. And I'm not saying I'm perfect now. I'm saying I still got issues, but I am in a place where I'm knowing who I am. I know that I don't need anybody, especially like a man, to rely on when it comes to, you know, finding my identity in him. It's not like I can't live without a man or anything. I know marriage has been a desire of my heart. But, you know, and I know marriage is going to be a part of my life. But it's not to the point to where I idolize marriage anymore, because I know who my source is. I know who, you know, my father is. And I know who I am in Jesus Christ, and it doesn't take for me to be with someone to know that. So yeah, just watching this movie and seeing how the love story unfolded, the fact that, you know, she dedicated her relationship to God, and he basically brought the man into her life, you know, probably someone she never expected, but brought this man into her life, and they did things the right way. You know, they was friends first before they got married, and, you know, he respected her, he protected her, he cared about her, and, you know, he respected his family and even cared about his own, her family, and helped them out, and it was just a beautiful thing. And I feel like that's something we all can have if we learn how to put Jesus first, especially in our relationships. When Jesus is the center of everything, of every decision that we make, you know, things turn out to be a lot better for us. I wish I've done that, and I would say that, you know, I'm going to pray about it, and most of the time, I never prayed about it. I basically just made decisions on my own, and I got myself in a mess, you know. I did things that I'm not proud of. And, you know, I remember those moments. And if someone asked me, I'd tell them the truth. But now it's like I'm doing things differently and I'm waiting on God. And there's a lot of times where I want to have control because I feel like God is not moving fast enough. I'm just going to be real. But at the same time, I prayed and prayed that the Lord always guide me, especially when it comes to my relationship, that he will write my love story, that he would, you know, just lead and guide me in making the right decisions and not really rushing into certain things if it's not of him. And so when you leave your relationship in God's hand, he's going to take his time, but it's going to be beautiful at the end. That's something I believe in. I truly believe in.
And so I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to give y'all a little hint right now. I'm in a courtship with someone, and it's really taking the patience of Job to build this relationship, this courtship that we have. You know, there are times when I want to rush and get married. There's times where I just want to give up. But God has opened my eyes to a lot of different things. You know, the weaknesses and strengths of this man. And at the same time, he teaches me how to be patient, how to be humble, how to be more loving, how to be less selfish. He teaches me all these different things in this courtship. And it's a beautiful thing how far I've came as a woman, you know, just being in this relationship. And even with him, it's amazing how far he came. And it's something, you know, he prays. The one thing, and it's, he is attractive to me, y'all. I'm going to be honest. I love his face, his sense of humor sometimes, his accent. But one thing I love about him most is his relationship with the Lord. And that's the most important thing to me, that he has a strong relationship with the Lord. And it's not about just going to church all the time or just, you know, being in something religious or spiritual every time you turn around, you know. But it's about if he prays and the Lord hears him. When he prays, do you feel his prayer? You know, if he prays, does he receive an answer? You know, how is he with his family, his parents? You know, what is he trying to do with his life? What kind of goals he have? What kind of dreams do he have? Is he trying to make those dreams come true? You know, it's things like that that I look at. But most importantly, it's this relationship with the Lord that I look at. And I can honestly say that, you know, God listens to him. God speaks to him. And, you know, God covers him and protects him. So, yeah, but it's, like I said, it's been a process with us. It's taking longer than expected, but I know that the things that we go through as individuals and the things we go through as a couple is not in vain, you know. And I continue to pray for leadership and guidance in our relationship. You know, I want to make sure my parents know about us, almost everything about us, what our plans, our intentions are. You know, it's not good when you got to be all secretive and everything, especially when you're trying to have a courtship or, you know, you're trying to be with someone that's going to eventually lead to marriage. You know, if you have spiritual leaders in your circle, like my pastor and his wife, they are good people to talk to. You know, I even told them about my relationship, and you know, eventually I will want to seek counsel, marriage counseling from them. But yeah, it's important to have people who are married, you know, who are strong in the Lord to lead and guide you, especially when it comes to marriage, which I feel is one of the biggest decisions we all ever want to make, because marriage is supposed to be a lifetime and it is supposed to be a forever thing. So it's just one of the important decisions we have to make in this life. And, you know, God forbid, we already see too many divorces in this world. I want to make sure that what I've waited for, you know, and that the day I get married, that it's going to be with the right person for me, and it's going to be forever. Because there ain't no turning back. That's all I'm saying. He know that. I know that. That's the truth. Ain't no turning back. So, yeah, I just want to encourage you single ladies, even single men, to pursue the Lord and whoever you decide to date, whoever you decide to be with, because you don't want to end up with the person with the wrong person. You don't want to end up with the wrong person. You want to be with someone who, and I'm not saying there is a one, but I am saying that there is someone for you. And who's going to believe in the same things you believe in, who's going to willing to take and accept all your flaws, who the one that is going to encourage you to the very end. So, and I've learned from past experiences that when you make decisions on your own and feel like, you know, You just want to do it on your own. It never works out. You know, when you give it to God, you let him take the wheel. You know, things end up a lot better for you. And it may take a long time. It may be a long process. He may have to do some pruning in your life. He might have to do some changes in your life. You know, take some things out that don't belong. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Toxic relationships, baggage, wounds and hurt and bitterness and anger towards people that you, you know, used to be in a relationship with or anything like that. God begins to do those type of things before he can give you someone that, you know, that you're going to spend your life with. You know, you don't want to go into a marriage poisoning your spouse, you know, with your anger and your bitterness and your hatred and, you know, all your emotional baggage that you really haven't dealt with. You know, ask for healing first and then let the Lord lead you into the right relationship at the right time. See, for me, like I said, it's been 5 years since I've been in a relationship up until about, what, 6-7 months ago. But, you know, I'm not married yet. I'm really still single. So, but I've decided to really let the Lord lead me and guide me in my relationship. And like I said, it's taking a long time. And it's taking some time. I'm not going to be like it's taking forever. But it's really requiring patience of me and patience of him. Because we really can't rush it. And you don't want to rush a God thing. It's a good thing, but you don't want to rush a God thing. And we believe that everything will fall into place as we go. So yeah, y'all can look me up on Facebook. Y'all can look me up on Instagram. You can contact me at contact@audreyscollections.com. You can even check out my website at www.audreyscollections.com. I hope to receive some feedback from you all. And I pray that you all get something out of these episodes. And yeah, until next time, be encouraged, young women, women of God, men of God, if you're listening. I encourage you all in the Lord, and I thank you all for tuning in and listening, and I just really pray that y'all get something from these episodes. Until next time.